I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 2nd. Quincy police are asking the public to keep an eye out for a missing 13-year-old girl. Police say Michaela Jordan was reported missing by her mother yesterday. She was last seen about 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The teen's believed to be wearing ripped light-colored jeans, a long-sleeve black T-shirt, a black vest, and black and white Nike Air Jordan sneakers. She's described as about 100 pounds and 4 feet tall, with hazel eyes and brown-red hair that was previously blonde. According to police, the girl is known to frequent the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, Kincaid Park in Quincy, Lake Street in Weymouth, and the city of Boston. Anybody with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Quincy police. Well, the man who runs the Truman Presidential Library and Museum in Missouri has been named president of the Adams Presidential Center, which is being planned for Adams Street in Quincy Center. Dr. Kurt Graham is a public historian. Before leading the Truman Museum, Graham directed the Church History Museum in Salt Lake City, Utah, as well as the McCracken Research Library at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Wyoming. He was formerly a member of the history faculty at California State University. Graham received a Ph.D. in American history from Brown University and holds a bachelor's and master's in English and American Studies from Brigham Young University in Utah. Graham will be part of a panel of speakers about John Adams on October 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Quincy High School. A man accused of killing his father in their Plymouth home in August was indicted by a grand jury yesterday, moving the case to Plymouth Superior Court. The grand jury indicted 26-year-old Matthew Paluzzi on a murder charge. A not guilty plea was previously entered on Paluzzi's behalf when he was initially arraigned in Plymouth District Court. Prosecutors have said he admitted that he, quote, snapped. Prosecutors say he'll appear again in Plymouth Superior Court to face the indictment at a later date. When Paluzzi was taken into custody in Hanover, troopers saw what appeared to be fresh blood stains on his hooded sweatshirt and sweatpants, and his hands later tested presumptively positive for blood, according to prosecutors. He told investigators he snapped and had mental health issues, then invoked his right to remain silent. Investigators also learned about his mental health from his mother, who said his condition had recently taken a downturn after Matthew started smoking marijuana. She also said that her husband once complained of pain in his abdomen after their son, quote, came at him. Governor Healey and Attorney General Andrea Campbell yesterday celebrating the momentum around the MBTA Communities Law, as 75 municipalities have now embraced zoning changes that will create more housing and lower costs across the state. The Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities announced that it has already approved 33 of their plans, making those communities eligible to apply for the new MBTA Communities Catalyst Fund, which provides financial support to compliant communities for housing and infrastructure projects. A total of $15 million is available. City of Quincy is eligible to apply for the grant. Quincy designated areas around the Quincy Adams and North Quincy T stations as areas eligible for multifamily housing. The law was passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in the legislature, signed into law by former Governor Baker in January of 2021 as part of legislation to strengthen the state's economy. The law requires 177 cities and towns to establish at least one district of reasonable size in which multifamily housing is permitted as of right. Communities have choices as to the creation of the districts, which must allow multifamily developments without discretionary review processes. Zoning must also be located near transit stations when applicable, and that the districts cannot impose age restrictions. By allowing multifamily housing near transit, the state says communities can create new housing in walkable neighborhoods. Some communities are protesting the law, including locally the town of Milton. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 173 points. The NASDAQ dropped 278. The S&P lost 53. World stocks are mixed. The dollar was up. The euro rose, and oil at $71 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins beat the Flyers in preseason hockey 4-1. They're off to Los Angeles to play the Kings tomorrow night at 7. National Weather Service forecast for today. Clouds in the morning, then some sunshine later with a high 65 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 51. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 73. Sunny 78 on Friday. And some scattered showers possible Saturday with a high 76. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, east winds at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 11:57 a.m. Sunrise 6:42, sets 6:22. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at noon and Thursday at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 2nd.